Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio here tonight. Phones are open, as always. You can bring up whatever you want. We didn't get into the CBDC thing, the central bank digital currency. That's still on the way here tonight.
Plus, we'll be hearing more of that in the future anyway.
Unfortunately, we likely are. Plus, we've been talking about the Freedom Convoy as well, the latest from Ottawa, as police are amplifying up their numbers with cops coming in from Quebec and, I believe, Toronto, the RCMP. They're planning some sort of a crackdown. They're putting up checkpoints all across the downtown portion of Ottawa. We can continue with what's going on there. They also arrested one of the purported key organizers of the event. And that's what I've learned today. If you've learned something else, you want to hear, you want to share it with us, the number is 603-283-6160. To the phones we go, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dennis, listening to K-Talks down there in Arizona. Go ahead, Dennis.
I appreciate your guys' show. Appreciate all three of you on tonight. You guys are a great show. Thank you for keeping the truth out there.
Thank you, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, the Ukraine, you know, last time I heard they didn't want to go to war, but Biden seems to be sending our troops all over the place, and it just seems like a smokescreen. What do you guys think? Because I've got like six different things they're trying to smokescreen.
Well, I mean, definitely the U.S. government wants to whip up the war. I mean, they love themselves a good war. They want people to support war. They want the war to happen because they want the military-industrial complex to be shuffled even more money than they're currently being shuffled. And it's all about the politicians scratching the backs of their buddies and punishing their enemies.
Yep. Who was it that said, someone famous at one point said, war is the health of the state?
I believe Randolph Bourne, I think.
Is that right?
If I recall correctly, I don't know. That's just the name that pops to mind. It's an old quote.
Yeah, I've heard it too, but I didn't know who.
It goes way back.
One thing that I keep thinking of is, I don't know all the details, but right before Biden got elected, or maybe right after, all that stuff came out about Biden's son having some type of business, like shady business deals in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's, it was right, like a power company or something that he was working
with. I think Biden was involved too, so like, what if that has something to do with this?
What I understand is Biden threatened to shut down some support for Ukraine if his son wasn't added to the board of directors
of this
giant
thing,
energy company.
Oh, no,
and it was like a zillion-dollar deal, and Yeah,
I mean, this
I so forgot Hunter Biden. Oh, man, I so forgot that one.
A lot of people want you to forget Hunter Biden.
Not to mention, I appreciate you guys trying to keep on top of the number of vaccination deaths, the pedophilia of the elite, the Durham report with Hillary Clinton, the border crisis, and the elections, of course. And I'm going to take you guys' comments. I love to listen to you. I'm going to take them offline, but I appreciate letting me have the time.
Thanks, Dennis. I do appreciate hearing from you. Certainly the Ukraine situation that has been developing, according to the people in Ukraine, at least from what we've heard, the president there, his response has been, he's not worried. He doesn't think that there is an invasion that's imminent, and that he thinks that Joe Biden is blowing this way out of proportion. And that's been the main kind of perspective coming out from that area of the world. In fact, here's an update from The Guardian that I had here in show prep. Yesterday was supposedly Wednesday, was the day that over the weekend the mainstream media in the United States was saying, rumor is that Putin is going to invade Ukraine as soon as Wednesday. And Wednesday came, and Wednesday went, and no invasion. In fact, if anything, Putin was actually removing troops, according to some reports. But according to The Guardian, the day when some briefings had forecast Russia would invade Ukraine came and passed without incident. Pundits in Moscow lined up for their chance to dunk on the Western media. Olga Skaviva, the host of state media talk show 60 Minutes, said, "What a sad celebration we have today." While sitting on the stage emblazoned with the logos of the Daily Mirror and Daily Mail, she said further, "The day of no invasion of Ukraine, or perhaps as they say in Ukraine, the day when Putin once again hasn't attacked," unquote. And they go on to say Western leaders, including Joe Biden, have gone public with what they claim are Russian plans to launch an invasion of Ukraine, hoping that exposing the Kremlin's alleged moves in advance could avert a war. Well, that's not what Biden's trying to do. He's sending troops over there because he wants the war to happen. But announcements of a date and, in the case of some tabloids, the exact time when Russia could launch a potential attack set up a big target for Russian officials and media to ridicule. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova, who enjoys prodding foreign media, wrote, quote, "A request to the mass disinformation outlets of the USA and Britain, Bloomberg, The New York Times, The Sun, etc., announced the schedule of our, quote, invasions, unquote, for the coming year. I'd like to plan my vacation," she said. She wrote further a day earlier, quote, "February 15th will go down in history as the day of the failure of Western war propaganda."
Oh.
"Humiliated and destroyed without firing a shot."
That's fantastic. I like this person.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure I would dislike the Russian government were I to live under them, but I do enjoy their sense of humor when it comes to attacking the U.S.
It's been so great for a few years.
Yeah. And I enjoy the Russia Today news coverage because they are not afraid to talk trash about the American government on their news system. Now, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them as far as reporting on Russia.
Right.
But they did report about how the United States came out with a faked report that the Syrian government was using chemical weapons on their own people. And the media here was using that to push war with or going and invading Syria.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying RT told the truth about it?
Yeah. So, I mean, they could be doing the same thing here with Ukraine, just faking stuff. Russia's going to invade, and that's why we need to get behind this, and, you know, you Americans should be backing us going to war.
Little has changed on the ground near Ukraine's borders, however, after the announcement of a partial withdrawal, quote-unquote, of Russian forces by Putin. Tuesday, only two units have officially departed from Crimea for their home bases. Meanwhile, analysts from the conflict intelligence team told The Guardian they had identified a new shipment of rocket artillery being unloaded at Kursk in southern Russia. U.S. reports have mostly said this week marks the beginning of a window when Russia could launch an operation, rather than predicting the day it would take place. In Russia, coverage of the buildup is less focused on the movement of tanks and missiles than on the information battle, where the main aggressors are seen as Western officials and media reporting breathless predictions of all-out war or false flag attacks. So we will continue to, as you know, we hear more about this, we'll clue you in. Of course, if you're following it closely, feel free to give us a call. I'm the first to admit I'm not following it closely. I mean, I'm not of the opinion that anything's going to happen, hopefully.
Yeah, I was following it more closely before I've started hearing, it's actually not as serious as it seems. Like, someone we know has a brother in Ukraine, and he was saying,
right,
oh, it's not that, it's seriously not
Olu
a
Axelman
big deal here.
Told us that.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's going on here in Ukraine. So I just stopped being as stressed out about it.
So, yeah, if people there are saying everything's okay, we're not worried.
We should probably listen to them.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Because they're experts at what's going on there.
Right, they live there. So there's that, but I've been following closely the situation in Canada. I think that's most relevant to our purposes, for Freedom Lovers' purposes, to observe the Freedom Convoy, see what they get right, see what they get wrong. I don't think they've gotten a lot wrong so far.
They've been doing things the right way,
yeah,
too.
There's really
and
not a lot
hearing
to
tonight that they're going to carry it the distance in the courtrooms, too, is fantastic.
That's really
that's
encouraging.
Wait, what?
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Oh,
that they're
going to
challenge tickets and things like that.
That is really awesome.
And, you know, I want to speak to one more thing that Dennis said there. He mentioned pedophilia,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to be a little bit of a tangent to our current talk. We can go right back to talking about that, but
sure.
This is kind of breaking news. Happened a couple hours ago, apparently. You know those To Catch a Predator
yeah.
things? things like on YouTube and stuff. People have like, you know, you have your network TV versions of that, but there's a whole bunch of smaller outfits catching pedophiles.
Yeah, there's just like one-off YouTube channels where there's just one guy who sets these dudes up and, and catches them. You've got something about a Facebook manager getting caught up in one of these. We can talk about that coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, or no, I correct myself, Meta is their new
Meta.
Name. So that's on the way, and your calls and thoughts are welcome, plus the Canadian crackdown on crypto? Was our caller earlier correct? It sounds like he might have been. We'll tell you about it. Come.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones here are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. 303-283-6160. And coming up in just 4 months from now, it sounds like a long time, but we'll be here before you know it. ForkFest 2022,
Whee!
The sixth annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, comes the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which last we heard was at over 80% sellout status. So if you want to get your tickets to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you ought to get them before the end of this month to be safe. But keep in mind, the entire campground at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is completely sold out at this point. So
is it officially sold out?
It is sold out. So
wow.
if you want a campsite for Porkfest, you're going to have to ask real nicely and possibly share one that somebody else already has.
And there's plenty of that out there.
Yeah.
You just got to get your feelers out and
talk to people.
Somebody will take you on.
Or you might have to stay at a hotel somewhere down the road. But apparently the hotel nearest to the place is also sold out.
Yeah,
so.
They have another hotel building across from their main hotel across the road.
True.
And that is not yet even begun to be sold. They don't
really?
Open that. I heard that they don't open that
Cabot?
Up.
Cabot?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They don't open the second building up for reservations until like April and or something. So I would stay on top of the Cabot about that too.
That's
if you want
interesting.
A hotel room.
But you're not going to need to do any of that for ForkFest because that doesn't have tickets. There's no sellout status for ForkFest. In theory, the campground could sell out, but based on previous years, it's not going to. It's a much smaller event. It's kind of like the laid-back after-party of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And
most people can't stay somewhere for 2 weeks.
Right.
True. It happens the week after, June 27th through July 3rd. So you can get your campsite, you can get your RV site or your motel room with Rogers Campground. That's all you need. There's no ticket for ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about it. That's the unofficial website. It's kind of an event where you can create what you want to happen. So if you want a musical thing to happen, then play some music. If you want a poker game, bring a table and bring a deck of cards.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, set it up. If you want a cool party tent, then set up a cool party tent. So it's more of a doers festival.
Yeah, it's not an organized thing. It's not all, structured and set out ahead of you like
ForkFest.party.
Can you believe it's the sixth one?
It's amazing, huh?
I can't believe it.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And on that, you had a story you wanted to tell about a Meta executive getting caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing. First, though, Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been hearing on especially Dan Bongino's show that they want to put sanctions against Canada, I guess from the NAFTA or capitalist, because they're going left. They're going socialist, communist type of economic system and government in that country. And I think it must be true.
Who is going to put sanctions against Canada?
She said NAFTA.
Well, the capitalists or probably the United States government, well, whoever don't like the socialist system.
It doesn't make any sense.
Canada's not socialist.
They're as socialist as the United States,
at least,
and maybe a little more in the medical field.
Right, and the United States does not like, the United States government is not opposed to socialism at all.
Neither is NAFTA. I mean, NAFTA is not
NAFTA
actual free trade.
None of the things she's talking about are capitalists.
Also, isn't Canada part of NAFTA?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Right.
What I'm saying is that, like what Trudeau, his parents were down in Cuba, and were they on vacation, or they were on, what was it? They have relationship with communist Cuba, and they don't like that. So all of these countries that are...
What are you talking about? They don't like that. I mean, the U.S. government is run by a bunch of socialists.
No, but the thing about it is that but they don't want most people to know that. They want you to think it's a capitalist program. They want you to think that pension and Social Security is a capitalist program, and in fact, it's a communist program. And so that's what I've been hearing. And
okay,
so
what you're hearing is total bunk. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no chance that the U.S. government is going to put sanctions on Canada. It is one of its largest trading partners.
I don't see anything about it either.
No. By the way, you mentioned the host, a talk show host named Dan Bongino. This guy used to work for the government. He is apparently a former Secret Service agent.
Oh, God.
Right?
So you can't trust a word he says.
Well, yeah, but most of all of this stuff is propaganda, and I
yes, it's most definitely propaganda. Why are you believing it?
Well, you know why I believe that? Because most of the countries that do turn socialist or go left wing, what do? They put sanctions. They threaten Russia with sanctions. They say we're going to stop trading with you. And then
going
you ask
left-wing
the question,
for a long time.
Why are you?
That's what she's saying. She's saying Canada's going left-wing, so therefore
but
the
they've
U.S.
They've been left-wing, is what I'm saying, and the United States has been friends and allies with them for.
The U.S. is is not friends, quote unquote. I mean, these are just governments we're talking about.
Right.
The U.S. government gang doesn't sanction China, and they are absolutely a communist dictatorship who are putting peaceful people in re-education camps. I mean, they're not being sanctioned. They're being traded with. So
they're harvesting the organs of people, and we're still doing trade with them.
Yes.
But they did sanction Cuba. I mean, that's definitely one thing that she's referring to. But
Cuba doesn't matter. I mean, as far as whether or not the U.S. I mean, I think there should be no such thing as sanctions. I think that you should be able to trade with the Cuban people or the Iranian people or whoever it is you want to trade with. But ultimately, if the U.S. government doesn't, you know, allow people to trade with Cuba, it's not going to really do anything to the economy of the U.S.
Well, the Cuban economy,
Cuban economy, it will. But as far as, like, it's not going to be the end of the world, you know, if we can't trade with the Cubans. Whereas Canada is a huge trading partner for the United States, and there's no chance that even if politically things go... if Canada grows politically apart from the U.S., which it's not doing, they're both tyrants. Yeah. They're both lording power over their people.
Almost no difference between the two.
Right. It's a ridiculous call, Sarah. Thanks for making it.
A quick Google search, I couldn't find anything remotely related to what she was saying.
Just ridiculous conjecture. So, Matt, what is going on with this Meta executive who's been busted by an internet pedophile sting?
Okay, so if you've ever caught a ban for violating Facebook's community standards, you'll be interested in this. The guy who sets those standards just got caught up by Predator Catchers Indianapolis.
Ooh.
And then they nailed him in a hotel room trying to bang a 13-year-old boy. And he got there and there wasn't a 13-year-old boy. So, interestingly, they started grilling him, and they live-streamed the grilling, and he just spilled all of his guts on a live stream. So, I don't think...
In what way, like, saying what he was going to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they brought it all up to him, and he said, well, yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, clown. His name is Jeren, J-E-R-E-N-A, Miles, and they nailed him. So, that's a fun thing. You know, I wonder... you know, some of the stuff I've said on Facebook that's gotten me busted, you know, a 30-day ban or a 3-day ban or whatever, doesn't come anywhere near what this guy's trying to do.
Well,
has he been arrested?
I would imagine somebody's looking at him by this point. This video's only a couple hours old, though, so.
More coming up here. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. So that's breaking news then.
Yes, brand new.
And you can share your thoughts, whatever's on your mind goes, here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My sense is it will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News. One person is dead after a plane crashed in North Carolina.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor-trailer on the interstate in North Carolina Wednesday. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor-trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. He said the truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate has passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown, sending it to President Biden for his signature ahead of a Friday deadline. Senators voted 65-27 to approve the measure, which funds the government through March 11th at current levels and provides lawmakers at least 3 weeks to work out a deal to fund the government through the end of September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And looks like some other breaking news here, according to the Keene Sentinel reporter Caleb Simons here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. The city council, 2 months after passing a new mask mandate, has now rescinded the mask mandate in the
after nobody listened to it.
Nobody followed it, did they?
Well, I've seen a ton of people wearing masks around.
They
were
wearing them, but I heard they're doing it because of the mandate.
Yeah, I feel like nobody who didn't want to be wearing a mask wore a mask in Keene.
I don't know, Bonnie. I mean, I wish I could believe that, but
when there was a mask mandate before the first one,
yeah,
that ended in June, but May 21st, mm-hmm, everyone that came in the Moose Mart was wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 1st, nobody was wearing a mask anymore. And it's been like that this whole mask mandate.
You didn't notice an increase in compliance after the new mandate went into place 2 months ago? I mean, they got signs up in downtown.
In other places, but people who don't want to be wearing a mask aren't doing it.
You don't feel like when you're at working at the Mighty Moose Mart, the convenience store here, you're not seeing an increased compliance?
Whenever I do see people come in with a mask, they don't seem like they're from here or something. Like, they're like, where's the gas station from here? And things.
Well,
like
maybe
that.
A lot of the people that are wearing masks are not from here. But a lot of people come here to shop.
There was a little kid that came in, and he's with his mom. They asked to use the bathroom, and he was like, we're from New York.
Ugh.
Well, a lot of people
it's very masky in New York. Yeah. I was just out there.
A lot of people come to Keene to shop. That's a fact. We're the city that's the southwesternmost city in quote unquote city. There's only 23,000 people here, but
that's what I'm saying. Like they're people that would be wearing a mask mandate, whether there was a mandate or not. Those are the people coming in with masks.
Well, plus, remember, there's a big flashing sign on Main Street, or at least, you know, there was. Maybe they're going to turn it off now. But there's a big flashing sign as you're coming into downtown Keene that says mask man or citywide mask mandate.
Yep.
And it just flashes that. It doesn't tell you that, you know,
to wear a mask. It just says Keene mask mandate.
Well, I was going
to
say, it doesn't tell you any of the details. It doesn't tell you that you'll be the one facing the fine, but that the police are saying they're not going to enforce it. I mean, there's all kinds of details about this mask mandate that are worthy of knowing that could help someone make a decision as to whether or not they actually want to risk not wearing a mask, because, in my opinion, there's absolutely zero risk as far as you getting a fine in Keene, because the cops have said publicly, some of them, that they are not going to enforce this mask mandate. But the average person doesn't know that. They just know they see a flashing government sign saying mask mandate. So I think that there is still a portion of the people out there. I mean, even in Aldi the other day, there
That's
was
true.
Maybe two or three people besides Bonnie and I on a fairly busy day that didn't have a mask on. So there's still a high level of compliance out there for this.
None of our friends listen to it.
Well, of course not. I mean, we're the liberty activists. Of course we're not going to do that. But apparently it was a 7-7 vote, so the council deadlocked on this vote, and Hansel, the mayor, cast the tie-breaking vote to remove the mask.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. What political party is he?
He's a Republican.
He's a Republican.
But you wouldn't know it.
His girlfriend's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it from, you know, what he does.
Right, Ann, isn't his girlfriend a Democrat?
She is, yeah, she's a hard leftist, for sure. So, anyway, that's just a quick update. Let's go to Jack. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
I was going to do something about David and Sarah from Albuquerque, but I won't.
All right.
I wanted to be David, you know. I'm really angry. You know, but I won't do that. Trump's got this social platform coming out.
It's still coming out? I mean, they were talking about it late last year.
The 21st?
When?
I downloaded it to an Apple. You can actually type it in and download it.
So wait, when's it supposed to launch?
The 21st of February.
What's it called?
Truth Social.
Yeah, you can pre-download it.
Okay.
And, you know, and I know, you know, without getting political, because I'm a libertarian also, so I'm not like, I like the right better. I'm sorry. Not a lot, but I do. But I'm interested to see how free it is.
I only like the right better when they're not in charge. But yeah, whenever the right gets in charge, then I don't like them better anymore, because then they are total power freaks and just, you know, using the state to enforce their views on everyone, just like the left does.
Yeah, power corrupts, absolutely, and I don't know the rest of that, but you know what I'm saying.
So you were able to download the new Trump social media app. Can you register?
Absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Yes. Was that Lord Acton?
Thank you, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Lord Acton who said that?
That sounds familiar.
Lord Acton here?
Yeah.
Yeah, power corrupts, absolutely.
Power corrupts, absolutely.
Correct.
But I wanted to make fun of David and Sarah. You know, David getting on here like, hey, look, you know, what are we talking about? Sarah, she's so funny because she's listening to Bongino or whatever, who's the conservative ex.
He sounds like he should be a burnout instead of a conservative, but anyway.
Yeah, I wonder what she does. I mean,
you wonder what Sarah does? She sits around all day.
Is she in a wheelchair?
She said on the air, so I don't feel like it's mean to, like, expose her. She said that her disability is being bipolar, which I know bipolar people, and they work.
Right. Yeah. Some of them work relentlessly.
Well, I'm really angry at you right now, but I love you.
Huh?
He's being bipolar.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thanks, buddy.
So let me clarify on this Truth Social thing, because we talked about it months ago when they first were teasing it. They had like a leak on the website. The Mastodon people got mad at them, apparently, because Truth Social is planning to use the Mastodon software.
But they can't stop them, right?
Nope, they can't stop them. They were talking about suing them, however, because they weren't publicizing that it was Mastodon, and I guess they changed that and they put it somewhere on their website now. But anyway,
it is Mastodon. Truth is
That's what I've heard. I've heard that the Truth Social is going to be
Apple. It's an Apple app.
Yeah, but you can use Matrix on Apple. I have it on, it's called Amarok. That's the, oh wait.
Well, Truth Social is going to have their own app, apparently. So they're taking the Mastodon software and they're tweaking it, they're editing it, they're making it kind of their own thing.
Yeah, my Mastodon app on iPhone is Amarok with a Q.
Spelled A-M-A-R-O-Q?
Sorry, I dexed it off.
Anyway, there's a bunch of different options.
This could possibly really, really harm Twitter. It's like MySpace, you know? I mean, I've been on Twitter since 2009. And I'm what they call, shadow banned.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have conversations with people, and now it doesn't matter what I say. And I used to have 6,000-7,000 followers. Now I have 3,000. And nobody sees my replies.
No one ever hits any buttons. They never respond. Yeah. They never retweet,
you can have to look me up on their website. I'm sure they look you up. You look yourself up. And they had me as a robot or whatever. I'm not a robot, obviously. You know,
it's frustrating.
Crazy.
I mean, maybe Trump will have a more open platform. Maybe he'll decide to crack down on things he doesn't like. So we'll see once the doors open. You said on the 21st. Jack, were you able to actually register an account, or is it the app is just completely unusable?
Super simple. You guys can all open your Apple store right now.
I don't have an Apple. So,
if you had one, you can just open it.
Like, what is he thinking? Why don't they have an Android app? Why would he only have an App Store thing? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Biden has been kicked off of Twitter and kicked off of Facebook, so his options are, I'm assuming, pretty limited.
No, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, they could spin up an Android app for this, no problem.
10 seconds.
Thank you for the call tonight.
There might be an Android app.
Well, I don't see it on the website here. I'm over at truthsocial.com, and all it says is pre-order on the App Store.
Yeah, an Apple.
That's what I'm talking about. It just says, thank you for the call tonight, Jack. It just says Apple App Store. There's no Android link to downloads. Like, what are they thinking? They've had months to develop this thing. Trump's got tons of money, supposedly.
Unlimited. With his donors, too.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nothing. They're already using Mastodon software.
Which already exists.
They don't have to create something from scratch. Why is there no Android version? Is there going to be a web version of this thing? I certainly hope so. We'll see, I guess, here within a week. More coming up. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you want to join us, you can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt. And you don't have to wait for Donald Trump to give you a place to speak on the internet without the big tech censors hanging over your head. We've had that for more than a year now here at Free Talk Live. We have our social media platform, which is Mastodon-based. In fact, it's pure Mastodon. We haven't done any kind of tweaking to it like apparently the Trump team is doing.
How long did it take you to get it out?
Not long. I mean, I think Michael Hampton installed it in like a night.
Okay, so Trump team taking this
months and months.
It's kind of weird.
Really? Year? Or
not quite
least,
a year.
At least it a should have time. Been a year, because right when he got kicked off of Twitter, he should just create his own thing and had it done overnight. Don't
I see
really
what
get
you're
why
saying,
he didn't.
Bonnie.
Yeah, it didn't take years. But.
Yeah, you're saying that he got booted off of Twitter like more than a year ago.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
So,
was it 2 years? I don't know.
No, it was 2020? I feel like it was right before the inauguration. Didn't they boot him out like that same month?
Oh, yeah,
like,
he was still president. He was a sitting duck president or lame duck president or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if it was December or January, but I don't think you'd moved up here yet at that point when that happened. But, you know, we saw the writing on the wall. We saw the takedowns happening of freedom-friendly people online. And I don't consider conservatives to be freedom-friendly. I'm talking about the libertarians. I'm talking about the libertarians who have been targeted. Libertarians have been banned from Twitter. Libertarians have been frozen out on Facebook. So we needed to have our own option. And the folks over at Liberdon had been doing it for a few years, which is a liberty-friendly Mastodon. And I was a member over at Liberdon. We've been talking about Mastodon for years. But we decided, you know what, two is a better option. You know, it's better to have more choices in the marketplace. So let's have a second freedom-friendly Mastodon, because Mastodon on its own is not a freedom-friendly platform. It is just a platform that is open source. So anybody can copy Mastodon. Anybody can put it on their web server, and they can set whatever rules they want to. So you can have a Mastodon server that's run like an iron fist if you want to. But that's not how we do it. Ours is open. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. You can sign up now. You don't have to wait for some fancy app to come out, because, as Bonnie pointed out, there are already like a dozen apps available for Mastodon.
Yep.
So whether you've got an Android or an Apple, or you just have a desktop or a laptop computer, you name the operating system, there's at least 5 or 6 different apps out there that all do fundamentally the same thing. They allow you to post to the Mastodon server and read other people's posts and so on and so forth. It's just they look different. Somebody decided that app A was not good enough, so they made app B and, you know, called it something else. They all do something similar, but they kind of have a different feel to them. So you can find the app that works best for you, which is cool. That's a nice thing about it being open source, is anybody that can program, if they feel like the apps aren't good enough, they can try to make a better one, which is neat. You can't do that with Facebook. You can't do that with Twitter. You're stuck with whatever app they give you. And in a lot of cases, they suck. I don't know if y'all have any familiarity with some of these apps, but I remember the Facebook app from back when I was on Facebook. It was terrible.
Yeah, it's just giant and
bulky
and terrible now.
It was that way 5 years ago.
It's worse.
I bet it is. So check it out, social.freetalklive.com.
I don't really remember it being good or bad. I only ever use Facebook on a computer also, so...
Well, you're probably better off for not having used it on your phone.
Not never, but I was more likely to use it on a computer.
Because if it's on your phone, it's just going to suck away more of your time. So, in other news, studyfinds.org, that 7 out of 10 Americans are now saying they're living paycheck to paycheck. According to the story here, a survey of over 2,000 adults found that 7 out of 10 is a roundup, but 63%. Do not see themselves reaching a financial level of security that will allow them to live the lifestyle that they want. Lack of financial education and resources may be to blame, particularly for women who are less likely to say they had access to these tools in comparison to men, which was 65% to 84%.
Wait, they had less access to the ability to learn not to spend your money on purses. Like, I just think that's ridiculous. I never had, like, a really good class about it or anything like that. And
Yeah, they don't teach you this in school.
I can't say that I've been the best stewardess of my money, but I would never go and say, yeah, nobody ever taught me. That's silly.
I don't know, Bonnie. You seem pretty frugal to me.
Well, because I just don't like to, spend money. And that's not the way my dad is, but it's not like I had a class.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, usually it's what comes down to your parents. It's your parents that teach you these financial
but
habits.
My sister had the same dad, and she's not like that at all.
Well, apparently you paid attention, so that helped. To educate themselves on en route to financial comfort, most turn to social media, 45%. Their family, 44%. Or online media such as financial news websites at 42%. While most women noted an absence of credit card debt as the most important requirement for financial comfort, the majority of men think that it's home ownership. Respondents also different in what they consider to be essential for financial wellness. 79% of Americans earning over $150,000 find savings to be very important, compared to only 54% of those with an income of $60,000 to $90,000. On average, respondents said they'd need $686 of disposable income per month to feel financially comfortable. But they don't even have that, because 7 out of 10 of them are living paycheck to paycheck. So if you're living paycheck to paycheck, that by definition means you don't have a few extra $100 hanging around the bank account.
And the United States government letting the printing presses running is just demolishing the buying power of the few dollars that they do have.
Correct. So there's actually,
just can't catch up or catch a break.
Right. And so there's actually a disincentive to save, because if the money that you're saving is losing value, why would you save it?
Want to turn it into something useful?
Or put it up your nose, which, you know, the worse things get, the more people are going to turn to things like drugs.
It does feel like we're living in just like a clown world sometimes, so I can understand why some people just want to
make it go away.
Yep.
Make it go away.
Yeah. And there's just more of these bad news here. 76% of millennials are likely to say at some point in their adult life, a personal healthcare-related bill caused them to spend a large chunk of their savings. They also noted that keeping up with healthcare-related bills has derailed them from making other payments. That is, 70% of them said that, more so than any other age group. For most millennial respondents, that sacrifice came in the form of a down payment or mortgage on a home. So rather than, you know, having a house, they had to pay a medical bill. Regardless of age, the vast majority of Americans, 82%, believe financial comfort is important to their mental and emotional well-being. And
well, that's just kind of a fact. How could you not believe that? Financial comfort, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to at least be comfortable to be happy.
Indeed. That definitely helps quite a bit. Anyway, they're saying 72 or 7 out of 10 people living paycheck to paycheck here, which I don't know if that's up. The thing is, this study doesn't give us
what
the perspective, right? Like, was that 6 out of 10 before, or 5.5 out of 10, or what? We don't know. But for a long time on this show, we've covered Americans not having good financial habits.
Terrible.
They have a lot of debt, lots of credit card debt, a lot of financial, you know, axes, if you will, hanging over their head. They've got the college loans in a lot of cases. Add that to credit card debt. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of debt that the average American carries, and that is not helping them get along.
No, and it's been culturalized that way, too. Like, that's normal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and that's terribly normal.
We talked about a story where, I don't know, it was like 75 or 90% of Americans were going into debt for Christmas.
And that's right.
I never thought about the fact that those Afterpay, well, Afterpay is a brand, things.
Buy now, pay later.
Yeah, those buy now, pay later things. I never even thought about the fact that that was debt. Like, I was buying, using that all the time because I was like, oh, it's great. I can just pay it off. It's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I can pay only, you know, like $15 five times instead of whatever, you know, whatever. Instead of paying it off all at once, it just made it easier. And I never even thought about the fact that that's debt. So, yeah, I think it's kind of culturally normalized.
Yeah, it is a short-term kind of debt, and it's marketed in a way that it's hard to really, you know, it doesn't have the same feel as...
It doesn't have interest, at least on Klarna and Afterpay. So
unless, of course,
cool.
You miss a payment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll realize it's debt once you miss the payment. And that's ultimately what they're banking on to some extent.
Yeah.
And they also charge the company, so they actually make money every sale from the company that they're buying the products from. So they're actually getting a cut, kind of like the credit card companies get a piece. They're making an even larger piece at those buy now, pay later. It's kind of an interesting business model, and it appears to be working well for those companies. So
sure.
Good for them. So if you know, we didn't get to the CBDC thing, but as you pointed out, Matt, that's going to continue to be in the news. They're pushing this thing, the central bank digital currency. They're pushing it hard.
Just know it's not cryptocurrency.
Not even close. It is, as I believe Cyprian, a.k.a. Bin Armani, put it, this is like Bitcoin's evil brother.
Really? That's a great way to put it.
You can't call it a twin brother because it's not a twin. It's not Bitcoin. But they're, well, we don't have time for it tonight. We'll get into it later. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.